From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate's expected to vote this hour to end debate on a bill to extend unemployment benefits to millions of Americans. Democrats are confident they have the 60 votes they need to avoid a GOP filibuster once West Virginia's Clark Goodwin is sworn in. At 36, he'll be the youngest person in the Senate, temporarily filling the seat left vacant by the death of Robert Byrd, the Senate's longest-serving member. Elena Kagan's Supreme Court nomination is moving on to the full Senate. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the Judiciary Committee has voted 13-6 to get Kagan confirmed.
The vote was along party lines, except for Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who voted in favor of Kagan. She would not have been his choice, said Graham, but
I'm going to vote for her because I believe the last election had consequences, and this president chose someone who is qualified, who has the experience and knowledge to serve on this court, who's in the mainstream of liberal philosophy, and understands the difference between being a liberal judge and a politician.
Other Republicans disagreed, calling Kagan political, unqualified, and outside the mainstream. The nomination now goes to the Senate floor, where a final vote is expected in the next 2 weeks. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
NATO is reporting the deaths of two American civilians and two Afghan soldiers at a military base in northern Afghanistan. The gunman was an Afghan soldier who was also killed in the shootout. NPR's Quil Lawrence says the deadly violence erupted as Kabul was hosting an international donor conference.
Clinton promised that the United States will not abandon Afghanistan and pledged support for the Afghan plan to begin channeling more aid dollars through the Afghan government instead of foreign contractors and non-governmental organizations. The conference opened with a parade of foreign ministers making short 5-minute speeches, including the Iranian foreign minister, who spoke for nearly 15 minutes and was asked twice by the chairman to please conclude his remarks. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Again, Quil Lawrence reporting on Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's participation in this international donor conference in Afghanistan. BP is out with a new assessment of the oil spill in the Gulf. It says the pressure inside the temporarily capped ruptured well is still climbing. NPR's Joel Palca says that could be good news for sealing the well for good.
The cap has been on since last week, and the pressures inside have been rising. That suggests the walls of the well, stretching 12,000 feet below the floor of the Gulf of Mexico, are intact. It's a simpler task to close off an intact well than one that sprung multiple leaks. But the pressure reading does not guarantee all is well, and as the pressure rises, the possibility the well might spring a leak goes up. A decision about whether to keep the well capped is expected soon. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's up 25 at 10,180. This is NPR. The International Energy Agency is ranking China as the world's biggest energy consumer, with the U.S. in second place. NPR's Paul Brown reports China is disputing its new ranking.
This shift is something experts predicted would come years from now. The IEA bases the new ranking on last year's figures, including energy from all sources, solar and wind, to oil and coal. The IEA says China's energy consumption is more than twice what it was a decade ago. China often criticizes more developed countries for their energy use, and the International Energy Agency says the U.S., with its smaller population, still consumes 5 times the energy per person that China does. But China may be a bit uncomfortable with the report. It is already contesting the findings through its official Xinhua news agency. The IEA says it's using the same measuring methods it's used before. Paul Brown, NPR News.
The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee is the latest lawmaker to demand an investigation into claims BP played a role in the release of Lockerbie bomber Abdel Basset al-Megrahi. Congressman Peter Hoekstra of Michigan says there's no justification for Megrahi's freedom. BP concedes it lobbied the British government in 2007 over a prisoner transfer deal, concerned that its commercial interests in Libya were being hurt. But BP denies it was involved in getting Megrahi freed. The housing sector took a plunge. The latest report out of the Commerce Department reveals new construction dropped 5% to their lowest level in June. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.